I'm often disappointed by the people I admire the most. Are you? Maybe your life has been changed or significantly been impacted by an author, musician, or business leader, and then you finally meet this person and it's nothing at all what you imagined it would be like. I try to remember how this feels when it happens to me so that I don't disappoint others who may be looking up to me. Before you disappoint, get grounded. It often seems that the more popularity or fame someone achieves, the less they relate to the common person. This is unfortunate, but I see it happen all the time, especially in my line of work as a publicist. A person who stays grounded is one who has a solid understanding of what is really important in life despite fame, popularity, or praise. A grounded person can relate to others through a heart and soul connection, even when bank accounts, zip codes, and social circles are dramatically different. Who looks up to you? Maybe it's your fans, following, employees, students, siblings, children, nieces or nephews. You don't have to be famous to have a following. In fact, you may not even realize who your admirers are until you meet them face to face. The pitch challenge today: identify words and actions that keep you grounded. I grew up in a very small southern town, so even though it appears I'm a big-time publicist living in New York City, I will often summon my inner small-town girl when I find myself in environments where I'm being admired. I simply remind myself of where I came from and how I'm still that small-town girl, even if I'm living on Billionaire's Row in New York City. As far as actions go, I still write thank you notes or send gifts to show my gratitude to others. I never want anyone who I come in contact with to feel as though I'm better than them. This keeps me relatable and approachable. What words or actions can you keep close to your heart to stay grounded and avoid disappointing others who may be looking up to you?